How's Jamil?
Yeah, no, he'll play. No problem. He'll practice today.
And Knight?
Yep. All good. Fingers crossed. Okay, hopefully they can get through practice today and we're okay.
Must feel good to have some decent news coming out of the injury front then.
Yeah, no, it was just, obviously Matty missing last game, so he had to rest that up, and we're glad that it was came back clear structurally. So, you get some bruises halfway through the course of the year, and some of the guys have to play with them, some can't, but it's happy to have the two big guys back out there. Well, we don't. No, the answer to the question, no. We played a really good brand of basketball the second half against Adelaide, and I hadn't seen that for the last three games. And so we got to get back to playing that intense level, and we've been a little bit short on the defensive end than that. And look, Melbourne are an outstanding offensive team, and we know that they can all light it up. So it's it's really going to test us out. And we've got to find, we can't bleed points on our home court. And that's sometimes we've been doing that.
What was so good about the second half? What did you find? Was it individuals that stood up, or was it the team itself defensively?
Yeah, well, it was having your mates back. You know, obviously Sean was a big instigator of that in the second half, of moving the ball and finding open shots. You know, we had three open shots there in the last minute, and if we dropped two of those, we win the game. But our defense was there. Jamil was fantastic with helping each other. The drives, our scout, attention to detail, the scout was good, and we dried the points up. And just those little intangibles that you need. I thought we had that in the second half. We didn't have it in the first half, and now we've got to carry that on. And then all of a sudden the ball, instead of rolling out, rolls in, and that unforgettable call that you don't get goes your way. So it's perseverance when things aren't going well, and hopefully we'll do that tomorrow night.
You've been a little hesitant to play Sean this season. I suppose they changed him with the guard a little bit, but do you need to maybe go back to him because he can score at a pretty good rate when he's on the court?
Yeah, well, look, none of the guys have pre-scripted to play a certain amount of minutes. It's who's got it going. You know, Sean got it going, so we stayed with him. It's same as Jamil, has been great for us defensively, and Matty's been one of our most consistent players for the year, him and Casey. So we can't play too big. We certainly played small ball against Adelaide. It worked well for us, so we might revisit that.
What do you make of Melbourne and, I suppose, their new import?
Yeah, like, he's quick. He gives them a little bit more offensive power than Jackson, what they had there in the past. So, and, they're super talented. You got the Golding and Anderson can score, and obviously with their two imports that can score. So we know that they can rack some points up. We've got to make sure they're pushing uphill. Well, we've set a standard here, and we've fallen below that standard. We've been banged up a little bit, but stay with us. We'll get healthy, and we're starting to play the right way and what we need to do, and hopefully we can give them something to support on Friday night.
Is the season slipping away, or is that being a bit melodramatic?
I think it's a bit early. Yeah, it's only 13 games. We've still got 15 to go, and it's how close it is. We lost two games out of the four in overtime. We win those two games, we're sitting in first place, and that's how close it is. And we're undermanned at the moment, and without a question, and we're finding ways to improve, and we're heading in the right direction.
Read an article during the week about Jamil and his impact on games, and it's quite a positive impact that we maybe not see from the outsiders because we don't see the big scoring points. How important is he to your team?
Yeah, Jamil was that role that we wanted in the preseason to support. It wasn't to be a rock star of 20 points and 10 rebounds. It was to play that role, and just that we've had to move the pieces because of the injuries. But he's been probably the only guy defensively that has each other's back on every play. So that's good. Now we just got to get a little bit more production out of him individually on the offensive end. But he's done everything the Arcs for.
With your way stretch coming up shortly, how important is this game?
I'll talk about the way stretch next week.
How important is this week to get the momentum and confidence back before you have to hit that?
No, well, it's just getting carry on from where we played the second half against Adelaide. Okay, next week we'll take care of next week, but we've got to play the right way, and we're heading in that direction.